February 19, 1895. Direct dependence on God. It is not in the order of God that any man or any class of men should assume that God has made them conscience for their brethren, or put forth their finite hand in a patronizing manner to control the Lord's delegated workers, thus endangering the safety of the Lord's heritage as well as their own, and retarding the work of God. God does not confine himself to one man or to a set of men through whom to accomplish his work, but says of all, "Ye are laborers together with God." This means that every believing soul should have a part to act in his sacred work, and every individual believer in Jesus Christ is to manifest to the world a symbol of Christ's sufficiency, to represent to his church the higher laws of the future, immortal world, and in obedience to the mandates of heaven that are without a parallel, they should reveal a depth of knowledge independent of human inventions. The Lord must be believed and served as the great I Am, and we must trust implicitly in Him. Let not men prescribe laws to take the place of God's law. Never educate men to look to men, to trust in men, for man's wisdom is not sufficient to decide as to their right to engage in the Lord's work. When God lays a work upon individuals, men are not to reject his sanction. God must not be impeded in the working out of his plans by man's interference. But this has been done again and again. If the church on earth is to resemble a temple, let it be built according to the pattern shown in heaven, and not according to man's genius. The invention of man often counteracts the working out of God's plans. The golden measuring rod has not been placed in the hands of any finite man or any class of men, whatever their position or calling, but is in the hand of the heavenly architect. If men will not meddle with God's plan and will let him work upon minds and characters, building them up according to his plan, a work will be accomplished that will stand through the severest of trials. Power of Christ. The power of Christ, the crucified Savior, to give eternal life, should be presented to the people. We should show them that the Old Testament is as verily the gospel in types and shadows as the New Testament is in its unfolding power. The New Testament is not a new religion, and the Old Testament is not a religion to be superseded by the New. The New Testament is only the advancement and unfolding of the Old. Abel was a believer in Christ, and was as verily saved by his power as was Peter or Paul. Enoch was a representative of Christ as surely as was the beloved disciple John. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. To him was committed the message of the second coming of Christ, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." The message preached by Enoch and his translation to heaven were a convincing argument to all living in Enoch's time. These things were an argument that Methuselah and Noah could use with power to show that the righteous could be translated. That God who walked with Enoch was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was the light of the world then, just as he is in 1895. Those living then were not without teachers to instruct them in the paths of life, for Noah and Enoch were Christians. The gospel is given in precept in Leviticus. Implicit obedience is required now as then. How important it is that we understand the importance of this word. Only two classes will be developed in this world, the obedient and the disobedient. This must be made apparent in all our labors. If we could only bear in mind that Christ, in disguise, is constantly by our side. "I am at your right hand to help you." We are to be his witnesses to convince the sinner of sin. No one can be compelled against his will, but he can be convinced. Christ is the miracle-working power that can do this.